Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Miss Bertha Speaks coming to you tonight to discuss overcoming pain. And I want to thank you all for listening, whether you're listening live or on a recording or the recording. However, I want to pick up somewhere somewhat like when we left off a couple of days ago, just talking about pain. And as you all know, Miss Worthit has written a devotional in regards to pain and the pain that I somewhat dealt with after the death of my son. And so I don't want to keep us in a deep hurt or an agony of pain, but what I would like to do is to help people to overcome pain. And I believe that if we come together and collaborate, that we will learn some techniques and some methods that will assist us in overcoming pain. Because pain is inevitable. However, there are ways to go through pain and still have joy, still have peace, and still be able to function in your day-to-day life. That I'm speaking about is we overcoming the pain and not allowing the pain to overcome us. And for instance, when we hear something that is hurtful, offensive, it gives us this sense of pain or hurt or anger or frustration. And we react. What I've learned over the years is that we must learn to respond instead of reacting. Take a step back, look at the pain, full situation, and make a decision on how and what is the best way for me to handle this. Should I panic? Should I go into an uproar? Should I retaliate? Should I disrespect or get revenge? We have to make a decision on how we as individuals will overcome this pain that drudges us. And, you know, pain really causes us to miss out on a lot. It causes us a lot of grief. It causes us a lot of heartache. And basically, when we're thinking about it, if we think about it, and we pay more attention to what we're faced with, we can overcome this pain and not allow it to attack us or destroy us. Because we don't want to act as if the pain is not there, because pain is real. It's very real. Just like I know, I also am aware that many of you know and understand that it is a real feeling. It is a real situation that we find ourselves in. But we really can beat this pain situation. And last week we talked about how listening can prevent us from going through a lot of pain. And so it can spare us, and that's true. And that's the same aspect we have to look at today, tonight, is that we have to look, instead of listening, we have to look at the situation and figure out what is it that we as an individual can do to overcome this thing that has created a painful situation in our life. And so for me, as a Christian woman, one of the first things I think about and I suggest is that when I'm faced with a painful situation, automatically thoughts will come to your mind on reacting. But you have to take a step, breathe, and for me, I will call on prayer. So I immediately begin to pray for help in that situation. Even if you don't pray, if you stop, breathe, and say, hold on, I want to reevaluate this situation, then you can still have a different outcome. And the reason we're having this discussion about overcoming pain is because our society is in such an uproar that every time you look, something or someone can bring pain to you. I mean, from your family to your enemies. That's how crazy this pain issue is. And it's running rampant, and there are those individuals who have no feeling, no remorse, that they will, wow, they have no desire to help you. Their desire is to see you in pain and throw darts at you. And some, there are so many different creatures, and some are so obsessed that they want to cause pain. And so with this vast pain epidemic running rampant, we have to, Christians, strong-minded, I mean, whatever you believe in, mature, intelligent, powerful, strong people, we have to know how to attack this pain epidemic without being destructive, without being a part of the problem. We must become a part of the solution. If you're listening, caller, and you would like to call in, the number is 516-595-8103. I would love to hear from you tonight. So now as we go into the meat of this situation, I want to come to you with some information out of The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light. And this is the devotional by yours truly, Del Zora C. And this was the first day one of the book. And it talks about how pain is real. And in my journey of this major pain issue, I learned I decided that when pain approached, and I know that this pain is real, I decided to also bring to the forefront that the God that I believe in and the God that I serve is also real. So my God can conquer all things. My God can cover and keep me. Therefore, I could not allow this pain to destroy my life. I'm going to read day one. Numbers 23:19 is the first verse. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? See, the God that I've learned about and grown to know and develop a relationship with, he doesn't lie. And all through his word that he left as a roadmap for my life and the life of you as well, states that he will cover us. And though we may be attacked on every hand, he has us if we just put our faith in him. So, let's read. After you awake and realize the pain is real, you must also realize that man will always bring pain on the earth. But God, God is there to help and deliver us. God will not lie, deceive, or betray us. He will never purposely hurt, harm, or disappoint us. So, we must remember that He will do whatever it takes to give us peace and joy that will allow us to be victorious. This is what I had to tell myself in order to move forward, because it was true. I have been hurt before, and I overcame. Now, this was different to me. This was my firstborn child. Someone harmed and hurt. But I've lost loved ones, close and distant to my heart. But this was still so very different. The pain this caused left me confused. So I had no choice but to do what you know I had to do, and that's rely on the God of our soul, the one who healed me after other tragedies and restored me from so much pain that life had dished out to me. Hurt, confused, broken, lost, that was me, but I threw myself at the mercy seat of Jesus. You see, listeners, I decided that though I did not get the outcome that I prayed for, because I prayed, and so many of you prayed with me, and so many people, that my son would have a second chance, that he would live. But that's not the outcome we got. But I determined in my heart that I would still trust God. I believe that God had a plan. He knew what was best, and He would fix it all. I didn't understand how, and I did not understand how I would continue to live a joyful life when the gift that God gave me, my firstborn son, was taken from me. I didn't have the answer, but I did have a solution. My solution was to trust God. As I came to terms that the devastation I had faced was real, I had to commit to believing God wouldn't let me suffer. I know I had to trust God like never before. In order to survive this tragedy that I'm experiencing, man, I had no one else to trust but God. You see, you may get through phase one, which is the announcement of the death of your loved one. But guess what? Right behind it comes phase two. And this is after the homegoing, once you've laid them to rest. But don't think for a moment that you have completed the grief process. See, grief is a funny thing. It takes time, but you have to let it work itself out, and you have to be willing and ready. Grief is a process that every person will go through differently, but you have to embrace it. Because if you try not to face it, it's going to hinder your progress in life. It's going to stunt you. It's going to stop you from doing some things and cause you to miss out on some blessings. So regardless of the process, my process is one way, your process may be another. However, if you have faith in Christ and cast your cares on Him, He promised He will guide us through. He will guide you through this process that has caused you to be confused, angry, hurt, and unsure about moving on. And even when the unsurety comes in, you have to say, without a doubt, I trust God and I'm going to keep moving in the way He'll lead me. You see, the process hurts deeply, and a part of the human heart does not want to move on. But when you turn your entire mind, body, and soul over to the Lord, He helps you to move on with comfort. And I didn't know how. I just knew He had to, because His word is bond. See, life deals us some bad hands, hands that as a human we seem unable to comprehend. But the great thing about it is Christ's birth, His death, and His resurrection paid for all the pain that you and I will ever bear. So once we accept Jesus and develop a relationship with him, all that we face is possible to overcome due to his sacrifice. See, many wanted to know how I stood so strong, and even today, how I can continue to move forward in life. Well, my pain was real, and it still is. However, with faith in Christ, I realize that I am able to overcome all the tragedies, all the devastations, all the setbacks and obstacles, even the attacks that I've had to face in my life. Because of Christ carrying the weight and instilling comfort in me, I was able to overcome. And you are able to overcome whatever the loss is, whatever the obstacle is. So no matter how tragic this thing that you're facing right now today, man can't fix it. Man can't even bring it no comfort. But I know a man who can. And he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, you must trust him even when you feel you can't or you really don't want to, because sometimes you don't. You want to figure that thing out yourself. But believe you me, he is the only resolve you have. See, even today, oh my, even today, I've had to face another hit, seemed like right in the middle of my heart. First, my son was shot. Then he died, so he was murdered. And then, after all this time, burying my child, paying lawyers, going before review boards, trying to get to the bottom of this, I still got a smack in the face. Because those who killed my son, they was exonerated. Yeah, they didn't find no fault in what they did. They felt it was justified for them to run up on a person and shoot them 12 times. Really? Really? 12 times? I mean, when the man was already going down. And so there are many things that I could have done, and some probably feel I should have done. But after 2 years, 7 months, and 5 days, the officers was exonerated. Oh, yeah, one was found guilty of using abusive language. Really, what's that all about? But you know what? The things that people may have felt like I should do, I should have done. I trust in someone higher than me who can do much more than me. And he said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I shall repay. And you know what? My vengeance is not to see them shot down like mere dogs and die like they did my child. Whatever God vengeance is, because we must all reap what we sow. But I prayed for them and I forgave them. And so if you want to overcome pain, you have to learn how to forgive. You have to learn how to pray. And you have to learn how to trust in the Lord thy God with all your heart, even when it's confusing, even when you feel like the pain is excruciating. You have to just cry out to him and trust him, have faith in him, and pray to him and forgive them, because God will forgive us all. He forgives us of all the things we've done. I may not have murdered anyone with guns or knives or weapons, but I may have murdered some people with my mouth. Am I justifying what they did? No. But just like I had to reap what I sow, so shall these two officers reap what they sow. But I'll let God handle that, because if they put their faith in God, he will forgive them, but they will bear consequences. But it'll be a whole lot better once you see Christ than what it will be if they don't. And so it's important that you learn to overcome pain. It's important that you learn, no matter what in this life, we're going to face pain. That's not the issue. The issue is how we embrace and overcome. And we can, if you just trust and believe that God has your best interests at hand. And see, we can trust him. The question is, and I leave with you tonight, is will you? Will you hold faith and wait on him? See, if you hold on and wait on him, you won't even know where it comes from, but the peace of God will overcome you and you'll move through life. Now, you won't forget, but you'll be able to deal with it. No, I haven't forgotten, because a part of my heart, a part of my family is gone physically. So I can't forget it, but I don't constantly think about May 30th, 2013. I don't constantly think about June 21st when he breathed his last breath, 2013. I also, because God has moved in me to overcome this pain, I think about the good times. And yeah, some days I miss him, and I may just, I'll say to him I miss him, or I may shed a tear, but I don't have to always go back to those dates. I don't have to always go back and visualize that, because my faith and trusting, knowing and believing that the Lord said he would comfort me in the midst of it has taught me how to overcome it. I bring his legacy on by telling about the goodness of this young man, telling about the funny things, telling about just the things he believed in, teaching it to young people, helping pull someone else up, standing for justice. Oh, I'm not forgetting what has been done, but we're trying to find a reasonable way to deal with it. And we may not ever win this battle, but we're going to win the war. So you have to trust. If you can just do that, if you can trust in God, you can have faith in him, then you can forgive and you can overcome any obstacle, any tragedy, any situation, any affliction, any adversity, the loss of a job, being unfair and being accused and just thrown away as if you didn't mean nothing or you don't have a purpose, the loss of a relationship, whatever it is, whatever pain that comes, someone hurting you, you can overcome that. Do not allow anything or anyone to stunt your progress or stop you from receiving your blessing. You have the power. Use it. It's called J-E-S-U-S. Your power. It's almighty, and you can have the victory no matter what tragedies you faced in your life. Because just as you face one, so have I, and so have someone else. So I thank you for listening tonight. I pray that you will listen thoroughly and go back and listen again and be healed and set free from any pain that you're dealing with. That you will take the steps of trusting, believing, forgiving, and overcome the pain that you're facing. If you want a good read, pick up The Darkness of the Aftermath, Transformed to Light, by yours truly, Miss Worth It, Del Zora C. You can obtain this book by going to www.MizMZWorthIt.com. And be blessed. We'll see you next time. Have a good night.